Welcome back to Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. As you listen to us this morning, the weather has made a statement. The summer's behind us. Just a day after the temperature neared 80 in downtown Milwaukee, the forecast calls for highs in the 50s over the next couple of days, with lows reaching into the low 40s. And while we'll probably still see some warmer conditions in the days to come, it's a good reminder that gardening and yard work are transitioning as well. Melinda Myers is an author, garden expert, and a regular Lake Effect contributor. She spoke with Mitch Tyke about the opportunity that fall affords us in the yard.
Oh, fall's a great time to plant. You know, with the rainy season we had, you know, I don't know about you, but a lot of gardeners, including myself, if you were off, chances are it was raining that day. And so you may not have gotten all the chores done or all the planting done, or maybe some plants didn't make it through the winter, but you never got them replaced. Well, fall is great. The soil's warm. The air is cool. It's a great time to get perennials, trees and shrubs in the ground. And you can also pop in some annuals like pansies that will make it through the winter, the hardy pansies like Cool Wave and Icicle, and be back in spring and flowering for you. So it's really not a time just of closing down for the year, but really getting things ready for winter, but preparing for next year as well.
So the stuff that we're putting into the ground, by and large, is not necessarily for this year, but really for the year coming up.
You bet. You know, we all buy mums and asters, myself included. They're in bloom. They're beautiful. But all their energy is going into the flowers. So they may or may not make it through the winter. Leave them stand. After the ground freezes, throw some evergreen boughs on top. That'll increase your chance of success. And my theory is, if they make it, you're a great gardener. If they die, you planned it that way. You were just using them as an annual to fill a void or in a pot on your front steps. That added color just brings a lot of joy to the landscape and kind of the last hurrah of the season.
Now, my copy of Month by Month Gardening in Minnesota and Wisconsin makes the point that you can still plant edibles this year.
You bet. And in fact, I was doing that in my garden yesterday, trying to beat the rain and trying to make sure I could get a few last things. And greens are excellent. They're done in 45 days. Now, granted, we may have a killing frost in early October. You never know. But I always keep a good supply of floating row covers. They're fabric that let air, light, and water through, but they retain the heat and can protect your plants down to 24 degrees. And I've been able to keep my crops going, and I know a few gardeners that harvest greens on Thanksgiving with the help of the floating row covers.
So what kinds of greens would you recommend?
You know, I planted some spinach, some lettuce. I love, there's a trout lettuce that is Renee's Garden, a wonderful, great fun, different kind of seeds, a lot of heirlooms. Red sales lettuce, which is available at garden centers readily. Musclin, arugula, a lot of mixes out there. So all those things that are done in 45 days. I planted radishes yesterday. My carrots, I'm pushing my luck. And my peas, I'm going to have to get a tall tarp to cover of Remay to cover those. But, you know, those are all plants that take it cool. And so they'll take those cooler temperatures. The flavor is even better. If you eat lettuce in the summer, sometimes it can be a little bitter. But those cool temperatures, the seeds germinate fast in that warm soil, the cool air, the better flavor you'll have.
What about fall as the time to start to right things that went wrong?
You know, it is a great time. One is, if you don't have a map or diagram of your garden, kind of sketch something out, identify those voids. Maybe you want to pop some bulbs in there. Maybe you've got a plant that's struggling. You know, the winter was hard on a lot of evergreens, and gardeners tend to be optimistic. And I know a lot of people left some really struggling plants in the yard. If it hasn't shown signs of recovery, it might be time to say out of the garden and replace it with something, maybe a plant you've always wanted but didn't have room. And again, a lot of things are on sale, and so it's a good time to get your money's worth. Often it's drier in the fall. I don't know about this year, but often it's drier in the fall so we can work the soil, prepare the garden, and get our new plants in. Again, the warm soil, the cool air, plants get established. And then come spring, you have more time to do some maintenance, clean up, and maybe add some annuals and brighten things up. So you've got a good head start for next year.
If I remember correctly, fall is also a good time to start the rehab process for lawns.
You bet. Again, grass does great when planted, grass seed this time of year, or sod. You know, again, warm soil, cool air, your seed will germinate quickly. Also a good time to fertilize. If you didn't fertilize around Labor Day, still time to get that fertilization down. The last time you're going to fertilize is late October through to Thanksgiving, one of those time. The lawn is not only putting on top growth much slower than in the spring, but putting down roots and spreading. So the good news is your fertilizer is helping to grow and increase the density of your lawn versus making it grow tall faster, so you have to mow more, which this summer we've all gotten to mow our lawns quite a bit with the rain and the cool.
I was going
to
say the best news this time of year is the reduction in mowing frequency.
You bet. Exactly. So it's good to see the grass blades come up and fill in those empty spots, speed things along by just, you know, a handful of grass seed and a bucket of topsoil, mix it up, sprinkle it in those bare spots. If your lawn's more than 60% weeds, this might be the time to think about killing everything off, preparing the soil, and either seeding or sodding this fall. Best time, you'll get great results. And again, your lawn will be in shape to get started next year. So the goal will be keeping it going next year versus starting in the spring rain and before the heat of summer arrives.
Well, let me ask you a question. How would you go about killing everything off?
You know, if you don't mind using chemicals, Roundup or something like that, a total vegetation killer. And if you have time, you'll want to hit it once, wait. If it starts to repop, you'll hit it a second time 2 weeks later. We're kind of getting to the end of the grass seeding, so you might want to do it once. And the benefit of doing that is it kills not only the top, but the roots. And so if you can get the soil prepared, adding organic matter, killing off the weeds, your lawn's going to get off to a good start. So in a year, you don't have a new lawn full of half weeds and half grass, but rather mostly grass. And then you can spot treat as needed so that you're getting it off to a good start, reducing your work in the long run. So investing up front, and I know it's a lot of work, and you look at that dead lawn going, ugh, what was I thinking? But it's a good payoff in the long run. And maybe do sections. Maybe go, okay, the back is really bad. The kids like to play there. School's back in session. Maybe we'll take care of that now. And then maybe spring is the front lawn and we'll sod it because we want quick results because that's our public space. So you might want to divide your yard up or pick the worst and go to the parts that are a little bit better. And fertilizing and leaving your clippings on the lawn have proven to help reduce weeds by as much as 50%. Those two simple things.
How long do you need to wait between the point at which you kill everything off and the point that you add the organic matter to it?
Good question. You want to check the label, and it'll tell you, depending on the carrier and depending on the product, anywhere from 4 to 14 days.
So before we wrap up, a quick mention that you will be going somewhere soon that there are no hard frosts. What are you doing in Costa Rica?
We're doing a nice garden birdwatching tour with Earthbound Expeditions, and you can check out my website. The weather will be warm. They'll have local guides to help us with the flora, the fauna. We'll take morning and evening bird walks. We can zip line through the rainforest, and you don't have to do that if you're afraid of heights, but it'll be a wonderful opportunity to see really a horticultural paradise. This has been on my bucket list, and I'm really excited to be sharing it with other gardeners. I've done about 4 other garden tours in the past, and the cool part is gardeners are good people. You know, we've never had a clinker in the group. So if you're like, oh, do I want to do a group tour? No, gardeners take their optimistic spirit with them on travel. We've always had a good time, and it's really a blast. And just think, in November, might be a nice way to start the winter off with a little warm retreat.
And by then, the leaves will all have fallen.
So. Exactly. And you'll rake them up, compost them, and be ready to go.
A little reward for doing that. Melinda Myers, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Melinda Myers is the author of numerous books on gardening. Her most recent titles include Minnesota and Wisconsin, Month by Month Gardening, and Minnesota and Wisconsin, Getting Started Gardening Guide. Myers is our regular Lake Effect gardening contributor, and she spoke with Mitch Tyke. You can find a link to all things Melinda, plus information about her Costa Rican gardening trip at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one last break, and then singer-songwriter Slade Cleaves chats with Mitch Tyke and plays a few tunes in the studio. Stay tuned for more of Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio, coming up next.